奉主耶稣的圣名在这里证道。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I testify for our Lord.
今天跟大家一起来学习在基督里的意义与盼望。
And this evening, I will share with you the hope and meaning of Christ.
人生就是我们从出生开始到死亡结束的这一段时间。
Our life consists of the period from the moment we are born till the moment that we die.
那到底人生怎么一回事呢？
So what exactly is life?
我想如果我们问年轻人，不管他多聪明，他没有活过人生，可能这个答案不是很有分量。
And if you were to ask the young ones, because they haven't lived out their lives, perhaps the answer they give you will not carry much weight.
所以如果我们要对人生有认识，我们来看看年纪很大的人，他对人生有什么讲法，有什么感受。
And if you want to know about life, perhaps you should be asking those who are seniors and ask them how they feel about life.
那圣经里面有两个老人对人生有很大不同的结论。
There are two seniors in the recorded in the Bible who have different views on life.
因为他们生活的目标非常不一样。
That was because they have different focus in their lives.
所以对人生的结论就不一样。
And therefore their conclusion on life differs.
那我们就来看看这两个老人对人生的结论到底有给我们有什么智慧。
And let us take a look at the conclusion drawn by these two seniors and see what wisdoms they can teach us.
首先我们来看传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 1。
在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语，这里讲这是大卫的儿子，就指所罗门他所写的。
Verse 1, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Solomon. This book is written by the son of David.
所罗门是什么人？
And King Solomon, who is Solomon?
当他要作王的时候，神向他显现。
When he was about to be reigned, the Lord appeared to him.
说你可以求一件事情，我会给你。
God said to him, "Ask me of one thing, and I will grant it."
他没有求长寿，他也没有求财富。
Solomon did not ask for longevity, neither did he ask for wealth.
他求智慧。
He asked for wisdom.
所以神很高兴，就给他智慧。
And God was very happy and grant him wisdom.
所以他抬头可以论天上万象，他低头可以论飞禽走兽。
So he lifted up his head, he will understand everything that goes on in the sky above him. If he were to look down, he will understand everything that goes on earth.
所以他是天文学家，他也是动物学家。
So you can say that he is an astronomer as well as a zoologist.
他也是一个诗人。
He is also a poet at the same time.
所以他的智慧前无古人，后无来者。
Because his wisdom surpasses everyone on earth.
那他活了一辈子，现在他来写传道书。
And after he had spent his life, towards the end, he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
那到底他写什么？
And what was he writing about?
我看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
英文翻译有两种。
There's two different translations for English.
第一种翻译就刚刚读的 vanity, 虚空。
And the first was vanity.
那 NIV 的翻译就是 meaningless, 就是没有意义。
In another version, it was translated as meaningless.
这个两个意思其实是一样的。
These two words have same meanings.
虚空就是没有意义吧。
Vanity is simply meaningless.
也就是说，我们活的一辈子，如果到最后以零做结束，那不是没有意义吗？
And we have lived our entire life on earth. At the very end, our conclusion is that everything is zero. Then life is meaningless.
我们人的起点呢，每个人都是一样。
The beginning of every human being is the same.
但是人的终点也都一样。
And at the same time, our ending is also the same.
那起点跟终点哦, 好像股票市场呢, 高高低低。
And between our beginning and our ending, it's like into the stock market, it goes up and down.
但是结论是一样的。
Yet our ending is all the same.
都是以零做结束。
We ended with zero, nothing.
那所罗门讲的不是在讲理论啊。
And here, Solomon is not talking about a theory.
他是用他的经验。 一生的经验把它用理论讲出来
Rather, he has drawn his conclusion from his experience, his lifelong experience.
所以他讲的话值得我们来参考
Therefore, the words spoken by Solomon is worthy for us to study.
在所罗门里面，在传道书里面，有一些事情能够让我们来想
And recorded in this book of Ecclesiastes, there are some things that are worthy for us to think about.
第九节,
Verse 9.
已有的事后来必再有, 已行的事后必再行, 日光之下没有新事, 第十节,
10.
时有一件事情, 人能说这是新的呢? 早知在我们世代前, 早就有了。 这个地方没有一件新事。
So we can see here that there is nothing new under the sun.
所以你想想看哦。 我们人到底怎么生活
And think about it, how do we humans live?
有时候我常常听教会的信徒讲我的生活就是家里公司教会
And some Christians, they would say that their lives consist of home, office, and church
那偶尔就去shopping一下
And occasionally shopping
所以生活其实它的公式是好像一个公式每个人都差不多
And therefore, life is like into a formula. Everyone is the same.
你从6岁到24岁读书。
From the age of 6 to 24, you're studying.
然后24岁大概到65岁工作。
From the age of 24 to 65, you'll be working.
65岁以后就退休。
After 65, you're retired.
那每一个阶段它的内容差不多。
Every stage has similar contents.
日光之下没有新事
And that is why there is nothing new under the sun
所以我们看到一个出生的婴儿差不多可以预测他几岁会做什么
And when we see a newborn baby we can estimate at what age the child will be doing something
那从12节开始
Starting from verse 12
他就在讲求智慧
He talked about seeking wisdom
以今天来讲就是求知识
In today's term, seeking knowledge
当然知识也是很重要
And knowledge is important
但是这里讲知识有几点如果看15节
And here talk about knowledge some points of knowledge let's go to 15
弯曲的不能变直缺乏的不能变足数
What is crooked cannot be made straight and what is lacking cannot be numbered
个性如果弯曲不会说 多读一两本书，到学校里面修一个学位就变了，没有办法改变的。
If a person's character is crooked, there is no way it can be made straight by going to school and studying a few courses.
一个人心如果缺乏平安，不会多读两本书就有平安。
And if a person is missing peacefulness in his heart, there is no way he can gain peace by studying a couple of books.
所以知识是有限的。
Therefore, knowledge is limited.
因此。 在18节
Verse 18
多有智慧就多有愁烦 增加知识就增加忧伤
For in much wisdom is much grief And he who increases knowledge increases sorrow
所以虽然我们注重知识知识不是万能的
Even though we emphasize on knowledge But knowledge is not almighty
它可以让我们了解人生很多的问题 但是它没有办法提供答案
Knowledge can allow us to know that there are many problems in life. However, knowledge does not bring us solutions.
那第二章开始，所罗门就开始在讲这个享乐。
And starting from chapter 2, Solomon talked about pleasure.
那所罗门在享乐跟我们享乐有什么不同？
What is the difference between Solomon's pleasure and the pleasures we enjoy today?
所以，如果我们看这个第三节
，Let's read verse 3
我亲查究，用酒使我肉体舒畅，我的心仍旧以智慧教导我。I
search in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom.
有的人一掉到享乐里面他以为这个就是人生。
And some people falling into pleasure thought that this is life.
哦, 但是所罗门他掉到享乐里面, 他头脑很清楚, 一直在想, 那我这样到底是怎么一回事?
However, Solomon is different. He fell into the fleshly pleasures. However, at the same time, his mind will be thinking, what is life about?
哦, 所以他也喝酒,
therefore, he would also be enjoying his wine.
他也动大工程, 盖房子,
and he would still be doing some architecture and constructions.
哦, 所以在, 第十节,
verse 10,
眼睛所看的没有留下不给他的。
Whatever my eyes desire, I do not keep from them.
啊, 心里所想的没有一样不, 禁止不享受的。
I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure.
哇, 这样的人生不是很好吗?
Isn't that a wonderful life?
但是他用头脑去想到最后,这个也是空的。
However, thinking in his mind, he thought that this is also vanity.
哦, 那这个传道书哦, 不是要叫我们生活很消极。
And the book of Ecclesiastes is not to teach us to live passively.
它是要把我们的旧的观念拆掉。
Rather, it is to destroy all our old concepts.
哦, 就是我不需要神, 我也可以活得很好。
That is, I don't need God to live a good life.
啊, 所罗门活了一辈子,他的结论说, 如果没有神, 你不管拥有什么, 到最后都是虚空的。
And Solomon's conclusion at the, towards the end of his life was that no matter what you have, if you do not have God, your life is vanity.
所以人生要超越这个虚空的事实, 就是要来寻找神。
And therefore, for humans to surpass this reality of vanity, then you have to seek God.
所以这个旧的观念拆得掉, 新的观念才建得起来。
If you do not tear down your old concept, you will not be able to build up a new concept.
那为什么我们找到神, 人生就不会虚空?
Why is it that once we have found God, our life is no longer in vain?
那我们现在就看另外一个老人, 他怎么来描写人生。
Let's take a look at another senior and how he described life.
这个也是他的体验。
This is also his experience.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
好, 彼得前书,
First Peter.
第一章,
chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章,
First Peter chapter 1.
24节,
verse 24.
24节, 凡有血气的, 尽都如草, 他的美容都像草上的花, 啊, 草必枯干, 花必凋谢。这个24节哦, 如果我们只读前半, 不读后半哦, 人生是不错的。
For verse 24, if we were to read the first half instead of the latter half, you realize that life is actually pretty good.
哦, 凡有血气的, 好像草, 又好像花。
All flesh is as grass and as flower.
所以你如果去散步哦, 看到这个 房子啊, 前面有草有花, 哦, 看起来就很舒服。
If you were to take a walk in your neighborhood and you see a house with grass and flowers, you'll find that this is a pretty good house.
哦, 如果卖房子, 多种一些草跟花, 这个价值就可以提升。
If you want to sell your house, you should be planting more grass and more flowers to increase its value.
哦, 所以为什么人喜欢养孩子? 为什么人喜欢养孩子?
Why do humans have children?
其实养孩子很辛苦啊。
In fact, it is actually quite laborious to have children.
因为小孩子啊, 成长过程如草如花。
The growing stage of a child is likened to a grass and flower.
每一天的改变都带给父母很大的快乐。
The change in the child every day brings joy to the parents.
所以我们人生在 前面就是这个阶段哦, 你跟他讲人生的虚空, 他怎么有办法了解?
And therefore, if you were to tell a person in the first half of their life that life is vanity, they would not be able to understand it.
我现在像草, 非常的, 啊, 漂亮。
I am now likened to a grass, I'm beautiful.
我现在像花, 啊, 开得正美, 大家都在注意我。
And I am like a flower, I'm blooming right now and everyone is looking at me.
你说这是虚空吗?
How can you say that this is vanity?
当然他没有办法了解啊。
And that is why young people cannot understand this.
那如果我们再看下半句,
if we were to take a look at the latter half,
草必枯干, 花必凋谢,
the grass withers, its flowers falls away.
这个就是现实面了。
This is reality.
你如果过了巅峰时间以后，就开始走下坡。
After the peak, you start going down.
所以你看好莱坞的电影明星最怕什么？
Look at the actors and actresses in Hollywood. What are they afraid of?
最怕是一个年轻人出来。
They're afraid of a younger one.
因为他会把所有的吸引力都吸过去啊。
Because the younger entertainers, actors and actresses will take away the attention from the older ones.
草已经在枯干，花已经在凋谢。
This is because the grass is withering and the flowers are falling away.
所以，上了六十岁以后。你发现哦，一个人真的是开始在凋谢。
So, after middle age, you'll find that people are truly withering away.
到了七八十岁。
And when the person is at the age of 70 or 80,
就好像那个夕阳啊，在海底这样快要掉下去。
It's likened to a sun setting below the horizon.
非常漂亮。
Very beautiful.
人生最美的一段时刻就是退休以后。
And one of the better things of life is after retirement.
身体健康，精神还好。
Well, you're still healthy.
但是又没有责任。
And at the same time, you don't have responsibilities.
但是夕阳无限好，就一直掉下去，你挡不住了。
The sunset may be beautiful, but it's falling below the horizon.
那掉到完全沉下去，黑暗就遮盖一切。
And when it has completely fallen below the horizon, darkness overcomes.
这就是人生啊。
This is life.
枯干凋谢，最后就消失了。
Withering away, falling away, and finally disappears.
所以，如果我们去埋葬坟墓的地方看
，If you were to go to a graveyard.
一个大公司的老板跟一个在公司里面看门的埋在一起，差什么？没有差别。
If you see the boss of a big company and the gatekeeper of the company, both are buried underground, and there is no difference between the two.
所以，我们活在这个世界上如果没有神人生的结论就是枯干凋谢。
We living on earth, if we do not have God, then our life consists of only withering away and falling away.
所以人的盼望在哪里？人的盼望在哪里
？So where is our hope？
好，我们现在回来看第一章。
Let's go back to chapter one。
彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter one。
好，第一章的二十三节。
Verse 23。
你们蒙的重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。这个地方讲一句话叫重生。
And here it talks about being reborn.
重生就是说再生一次。
To be reborn means to be born again.
我们的妈妈给我们生下来，所以我们带有这个肉体的生命。
Our mother gave birth to us, so we carry a physical life.
但是这个肉体的生命，因为我们人有罪，所以到最后一定会死。
And because we our physical life carries sin, therefore the ending of it is death.
所以人基本上是没有什么盼望。
And that is why there is no hope for humankind.
每一个盼望你得到它，你就在失去它。
Because every hope that you receive, you will lose it one day.
我盼望有个新车，我开始开的时候，过了几年它就坏了。
And I buy a new car after driving for a few years, it will need repairs.
甚至你盼望跟你所爱的人结婚。
Or perhaps you hope to marry the person you love.
建设一个很美满的家庭，幸福的婚姻。
To establish a wonderful marriage and a happy family.
但是过了几十年，对方死了，就结束了。
But after several decades, your spouse passed away, and that's the end of it.
所以，如果只是我们父母生我们，这样的盼望是有限的。
And if our parents gave birth to us and we have hope, our hope is limited.
但这里讲重生，第二次再出生。
But here it talks about being reborn or born again.
那这个第二次出生是在什么时候？
And when are we born again?
在信耶稣的时候。
The moment we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣是我的救主。
We believe that Jesus is our Savior.
我站在神面前，我是一个罪人。
We stand before God, we are sinners.
主耶稣是我的父。
Lord Jesus is our Father.
啊，他爱我。
He loves me.
他为我的罪死在十字架上。
And for my sin, he died on the cross.
所以我相信他是我的救主，接受洗礼。
And therefore, I believe that he is my Savior. I will accept water baptism.
在进入水洗礼之前，我是罪人。
Before I went into the water to be baptized, I was a sinner.
洗礼完从水里上来，我是义人。
After baptism, I came out of the water. I will become a righteous person.
为什么罪人变成义人这么快？
And how is that such a fast change from a sinner to a righteous man?
因为在洗礼的时候，奉主耶稣的圣名，由主耶稣的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
Because during water baptism, when we were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus, our sins were washed away with the blood of Jesus.
这个叫做重生。
This is the meaning of reborn or being born again.
洗礼之前，我是活的死人。
Before water baptism, I was a living dead person.
肉体是活着，灵性是死的。
Physically, I'm alive. Spiritually, I'm dead.
洗礼之后，肉体是活的，灵性也是活的。
After water baptism, physically speaking, I'm alive. Spiritually speaking, I'm also alive.
这个只有主耶稣才能够做得到。
And only Lord Jesus Christ can do this for us.
因为只有主耶稣为我们的罪死。
Because only our Lord Jesus died for our sins.
所以天下人间没有第二个名我们可以靠着得救。
And that is why there is no other name that we can rely on for salvation.
耶稣才真的是我们的救主。
Jesus is truly our Savior.
好，那如果我们看回来看第一章的23节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 23.
最后面哈。
The latter half.
我们蒙重生一次。不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。那这是什么？
We are being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. What does this mean?
这是神活泼长存的道。
And this is the living word of God.
这个就是神的道。
This is the word of God.
英文叫 living, 就是带有生命的道。
This is the word of God that lives, or the living word of God.
所以神的道非常有权柄。
And the word of God brings with it power.
因为神的道其实就是神本身啊。
Because the word of God is actually God himself.
因为太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word is God.
你看神的话多有权柄。
And therefore you can see how powerful the word of God is.
他说有就有。
If he says that it is, it is.
你试试看，你说有没有？
And let's try it for you. If you say it is, would it be it?
没有啊，我是人啊，他是神啊，不一样。
It's different because we are human beings and God is God.
他叫拉撒路从死里复活，拉撒路就活起来。
And Jesus can raise Lazarus from the dead, and Lazarus would be raised again.
因为他的话有权柄。
This is because the word of our Lord Jesus carries power.
他的话有生命。
And the word of our Lord Jesus carries life.
所以圣经里面才讲哦，福音帖撒罗尼迦，他们觉得这是神的道，这不是人的道，这道实在是神的。
And that is why in the book of Thessalonians it says that this word is the word of God.
对，如果你读很多的书
，If you have read a lot of books，
你一定是学问非常渊博。
Then you must be very knowledgeable.
但是，这一些书都是人写的。
However, all the books you have read are written by humans.
这个叫人的道。
These are the words of men.
那请问你有没有读过神的道？
And have you read the word of God?
神的道是什么？
What is the word of
God? 神的道就是圣经。
The word of God is the Bible.
所以提摩太后书说，圣经是神所默示的。
And that is why in 2 Timothy it is said that the Bible is revealed by God.
Breathe, 英文有 breathe, 就是神的气吹在人身上。
And or rather, the Bible is the breath of God.
所以这个神的气啊，就是神的灵，就是有力量、有生命的。
And the breath of God is the spirit of God, and it carries with it life and strength.
所以我们今天接受神的道，我们就可以重生。
Today, when we accept the word of God, we will be reborn.
所以如果我们再回到彼得前书的第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 1.
25节。
Verse 25.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你的福音就是这个道。
But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you.
所以今天晚上诸位有机会来听这个圣经的道。
And this evening, you have the chance to come to listen to the Word of God.
这个很有可能改变你的一生。
And this could perhaps change your entire life.
使你能够因为神的道有活泼的盼望。
And such that because you have the Word of God, you now have a living hope.
我们刚刚提到, 所有的盼望死了就结束了。
And earlier we mentioned that all hopes in this world dies when we die.
所以, 有时候我们看到一个人, 很有眼光。
And that is why sometimes we say that a person is far-sighted.
比方说, 这个小孩子还小的时候, 他就知道读书很重要。
For example, when a child is young, the child understands it's important to study.
外面玩一玩，赶快进来读书。
And the child will go out and play. After a while, will come back home to finish the homework.
这样的小孩子很有眼光。
And if this is the kind of child you have, then he is very blessed.
为什么？
Why?
因为长大了，他是用头脑赚钱。
Because you understand that when he grows up, he'll be using his brains to earn money.
那现在长大了，他很有眼光。
And now that the child is grown up, and he
知道要读什么，将来能够找到最好的工作。
He will understand what subjects he should study so that he can find a good job.
人都是会为未来计划。
We humans, we plan for our future.
那现在赚的钱。
And the money that you earn.
有的人赚钱就花钱。
There's some people who would spend every penny that they earned.
那有人就要节省起来。
And there are others who would save their money.
过了几年了，他就可以买自己的房子。
And after a few years, they'll be able to afford a house.
大家玩得很快乐，他把它忍下来，将来他有房子。
So when their peers were spending money partying, and this young man would be saving money to buy a house.
那再来就是他很会计划。
Next, this person would know how to plan for the future.
计划退休以后不会缺钱。
They will plan for retirement so that once he retires, he will not be lacking money.
所以有的人真的是很会计划。
Therefore, there are some people who are likened, who are in this category, who can really plan well in advance.
但是不管怎么计划,
However, no matter how good your plan is,
没有一个人能够计划超过死亡。
And no one can plan beyond death.
我所听过的, 就是墓地都买好了。
And the most I have heard is that they have already purchased
墓碑也刻好了
their burial plot and also have the tombstone carved
名字出生的日子
the name, the date of birth
但是后面空格，因为死哪一天都不知道
But the day of death is blank because they don't know the date yet
人没有办法为自己计划超过死亡
Therefore, we humans, we cannot plan beyond our death.
那我们就要问你一个问题啊, 那你从出生开始到死亡, 你到底是为什么?
Then we should ask the question, from the day you were born until the day you die, what are you living for?
请问你的人生集中追求是什么?
Let me ask you, what are you pursuing for in life?
也有的人讲的,什么,很好听了哦, 不在乎天长地久, 只在乎曾经拥有, 是不是这样?
There are some people who say that we don't care how long things are, we only care about having done it or having had it.
我曾经去养老院看过一个老人。
I went to a senior's home to visit a senior.
教育水准很高。
That senior was highly educated.
收入也很高。
Was compensated for his work.
等到他生命的最后一个阶段。
And towards the end of his life.
在养老院有一个书架。
And he had, in his senior's home, a room, he had a bookcase.
每一年到哪里玩, 他都有一个标题, 里面照了好多照片。
And whatever year that he has, in a year that he has gone traveling, he would have written a note.
你说哪里, 他都可以翻照片, 我去过。
And when you tell him that you have been somewhere, he can show you pictures of the place that he has been.
这个叫做曾经拥有。
This is called having owned something or having been something.
但是问题是，你现在住在养老院，接下去，你有什么目标？
The question is, you are now living in a senior's home. What is your goal or what is your target or what is your plan?
没有啊。
There is none.
所以为什么人需要信仰？
And that is why we humans, we need to have a religion.
因为信仰能够给我们一个盼望，超越死亡。
And we need a religion because religion can give us hope that is beyond our death.
那这个是什么盼望?
That is what we hope for.
这个叫做活泼的盼望。
And that is what we called a living hope.
所以有耶稣跟没有耶稣看起来是没有什么差别。
If you a Christian and a non-Christian, on the surface, they seem the same.
但是有耶稣跟没有耶稣的差别是天跟地的差别。
However, a Christian and a non-Christian, the difference is heaven and earth.
没有信耶稣，我们死了就下地去了。
And if you don't believe in Jesus, once you die, you're buried underground.
我们信了耶稣，我们死了就上天国去了。
If you believe in Jesus, after you die, you go to heaven.
没有信耶稣，你就是计划到死那一天。
And if you don't believe in Jesus, your plan only lasts till the day that you die.
信耶稣，我们可以计划到将来天国的永恒。
If you believe in Jesus, you can plan beyond your death and go into the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们看彼得前书的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse
3. 愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。这个地方讲啊，要将颂赞归于主耶稣基督。
It says here that that all praises be unto our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么要赞美耶稣？
Why do we praise our Lord Jesus?
因为主耶稣做了一件大事。
Because Jesus has done an enormous thing.
是为你跟为我而做的。
He did it for you and I.
这个大事就是救恩。
And this great thing that he has done was salvation.
所以下面说他曾经。 照着自己的大怜悯，所以得救啊，不是人去赚来的。
And therefore salvation is not through our own efforts.
我们很多移民到加拿大来。
A lot of us are immigrants to Canada.
有的是投资移民。
Some of us came here by investing.
有的是因为有技术专长进来。
And some enter because of your skills.
所以我们能够达到加拿大的标准，所以我们才能够进来。
We came to Canada because we have reached a certain standard.
那如果有天国,
if there is a heavenly kingdom,
我可以不可以照我的努力进天国，不需要耶稣？
Can I strive hard to enter the heavenly kingdom without Jesus?
如果我们能够解决自己的罪，你就可以上天国。
If you can resolve the issue of sin by yourselves, then you can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
我们可以解决罪吗？
Can you resolve the issue of sin?
不可能的。
Not possible.
因为罪是人本性的一部分。
Because sin is part of human nature.
这罪没有办法解决，天国是没有罪，你就去不了。
If you cannot resolve the issue of sin, then you cannot go into the heavenly kingdom.
所以一个人要得到救恩，要神的怜悯。
Therefore, to receive the salvation, we need the mercy of God.
因为这不是人自己的努力，人自己能够付什么代价去换来的。
Because this cannot be exchanged by our own efforts.
只是我们不认识神。
It's just that we don't know God.
所以我们人跟人相比， 我比他好多了。
And therefore, when we compare among ourselves, we feel that we are better than the other.
那站在神面前，我们都是罪人啊。
However, when we stand before God, we are all sinners.
我们怎么有可能跟神一样没有罪？
How can we be compared to God to be sinless?
但今天我们确实变成义人了。
And today, at the same time, we are righteous men.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣怜悯我们，为我们的罪而死。
Because our Lord Jesus has mercy on us and he died for our sins.
所以今天他不看我们的行为。
And that is why he does not look at our deeds or conduct.
他只看你信不信他。
He only wants to know whether we believe in him.
我信他做救主，接受洗礼，我们就称义。
And we believe in him, we receive baptism and we are now righteous.
那这样重生了就有活泼的盼望。
And having been born again, we will now have a living hope.
那这个盼望是什么？
And what is this living hope?
我们如果再看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and defiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这里讲天上的基业。
It says here an inheritance.
很多人移民到 加拿大来都想要住在温哥华。
And a lot of people immigrated to Canada and they like to live in Vancouver.
哦，因为温哥华确实很漂亮。
And Vancouver is indeed a beautiful city.
哦，那天上的基业到底跟温哥华比起来差多少？
If you were to compare the heavenly inheritance with Vancouver, what is the big difference?
有人讲啊，天国如果跟温哥华一样啊，我就够了。
If some people say that if heaven is likened to Vancouver, then it is enough for me.
如果天国跟温哥华一样，你也不需要信耶稣，你已经住在这里了。
If the heavenly kingdom is likened to Vancouver, you don't need to believe in Jesus because Vancouver is just as good.
圣经说，天国是你眼睛没有看过的。
The Bible tells us that the heavenly kingdom is something that you have not seen.
超过你的经验。
It surpasses all your experiences.
你看过最好的地方是哪里？
What is the most beautiful place that you have seen?
天国比它好。
The heavenly kingdom is better than it.
天国是心里没有想过的。
And the heavenly kingdom is something that you have never even thought of.
诸位，你有没有想过天国有多好？
Have you thought about how wonderful it is in heaven?
如果你想得出来还不够好。
If you have thought about it, it is better than that.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们人带有肉体，所以我们想得出来都是有限的。
Because we humans, we are in the flesh, therefore everything we can think of are limited.
天国是灵界，是无限的。
The heavenly kingdom is spiritual, it's not limited by anything.
所以你想不出来。
And that is why it's beyond our imagination.
因此圣经里面啊，有一个人叫保罗。
In the Bible, there's a character by the name of Paul.
他曾经被提到天国，第三层天。
He was once brought up to the third level of heaven.
他说到底是我肉体去呢，还是只有灵魂去，我不知道。
And he questioned whether he went there physically or his spirit went there.
他听过天国人讲那个隐秘的言语。
And he said he had heard the secrets and the languages spoken there.
那接下去呢？他的价值观有一个很大的改变。
And having been there, his concept of value changed.
他看世界如粪土。
He see the world as a refuse.
世界真的是粪土吗？
Is the world truly garbage?
世界也是很可爱的啊。
The world is rather adorable.
那为什么世界变粪土？
But how is it that the world has become refuse?
因为天国太好了。
Because the heavenly kingdom is just too good.
那个太好的比较起来，这个就是不好的。
When you compare the world to the heavenly kingdom, then the world is now refuse.
哦，所以这个活泼的盼望不是在地上的。
Therefore, this living hope is not found on earth.
所以信耶稣不是要在地上造天国。
Therefore, to believe in Jesus is not to build the heavenly kingdom on earth.
因为带有物质界的都是有限的。
Because everything of material has limits.
耶稣要带我们回到天上的家乡。
Jesus wants to bring us back to the heavenly kingdom.
那是无限的好。
And there we will find unlimited wonderfulness.
那接下去他用三句话来形容。
Next, he mentioned, or rather, he described it in three different sentences.
不能朽坏。
Incorruptible.
不能玷污。
Undefiled.
不能衰残。
Does not fade away.
那相比较之下，地上的就是会朽坏、会玷污、会衰残的。
And comparing the inheritance to earth, the earth is corruptible, defiled, and will fade
away. 所以，人生的集中追求是什么？
Therefore, what is our ultimate pursuit in life?
追求天国。
To pursue for the heavenly kingdom.
短暂几十年，就是要追求永永远远在天上永远的那永生。
The few decades we spend on earth is for us to pursue for what is incorruptible in heaven.
好，我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2 of First Peter.
十一节。
Verse 11.
彼得前书二章十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11。
亲爱的弟兄，你们是客旅的，是寄居的，我劝你要禁戒肉体的私欲。这个地方啊，彼得说，亲爱的弟兄，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
And here, Peter says, "Beloved, you are sojourners and pilgrims."
就好像我突然间被调到温哥华来，所以我带一个很简单的行李来，我是做客人。
And for myself.Take as an example, I've been called here to Vancouver, and therefore I'm a sojourner here in Vancouver.
礼拜天工作完我就回去了。
And after my work is done on Sunday, I will return home.
我不是要永远住这里呀。
I will not be staying here permanently.
但是你住在温哥华。
But you live in Vancouver.
那你真的要住永远住在温哥华吗
？Will you be living in Vancouver forever？
你永远要住下去，你也住不下去，死那一天就结束了。
If you want to live here forever, you won't be able to do that because the day you die, you leave the place.
但是你说我们是客旅
，And that is why the Bible says we are sojourners.
我们是寄居的。
We are pilgrims.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们是天上的国民。
Because we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们在洗礼的时候重生了，我们已经办好天国的移民。
And the moment that we are baptized, we are reborn. At the same time, we have already finished our applications to the heavenly kingdom to immigrate.
那个护照是什么
？What is the passport?
那个护照就是圣灵啊。
Our passport is the Holy Spirit.
我们等一下祷告会得圣灵。
And later when we pray, we might receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是我们进天国的凭据。
The Holy Spirit is evidence for us to enter into heavenly kingdom.
受洗罪得赦免就会得圣灵。
And once our sins are washed away during water baptism, we will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以在真耶稣教会信耶稣非常不一样。
And therefore, believing in Jesus here in True Jesus Church is very different.
因为这里我们可以得圣灵。
Because here you receive the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在看主耶稣讲了一段话。
Let's take a look at a passage that our Lord Jesus said.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章第一节跟第二节。
John, Gospel John, chapter 14, verse 1 and verse 2.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。第二节。
2.
在我父的家有许多住处，若是没有，我就早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方。主耶稣对门徒讲。
Here the Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
你们不要忧愁。
Do not worry.
为什么
？Why?
因为主耶稣告诉他，我离开你们时候到了。
Because our Lord Jesus said to them that it is time for me to leave you.
那为什么主耶稣讲不要忧愁
？But why did Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled"?
第二节
，verse two.
在我父的家有许多住处。
That in my Father's house are many mansions.
我们看英文哦 ，mansion.
温
哥华如果没有你没有一间房子没有关系，你要信耶稣信到底，天上有 mansion， 不是温哥华的。
And if you don't own a house in Vancouver, that's fine. But if you believe Jesus till the very end, then you will have a mansion in the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣死复活升天，现在在天上为我们预备住处。
Our Lord Jesus died, resurrected, and has gone up to heaven, and He is now preparing a place for us.
那接下去呢
？And following that,
我们再看第三节。
That's read verse 3.
我若为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我们那里去。我在那里，你们也要在那里。所以主耶稣会再来。
So our Lord Jesus will come again a second time.
再来做什么
？What will He be doing the second time?
接我们回到天国。
To receive us, to bring us to the heavenly kingdom.
那好得无比的地方。
To the place that is so wonderful, it's beyond description.
这个就是人生的集中追求。
And that is the ultimate pursuit of life.
因为有这个盼望，所以人生变得很有意义。
It is because of this hope that we have that our life has now become meaningful.
我们的努力就是为这个。
And we are striving hard for this.